It takes Dr. Gary Kushner just a few minutes to seal a tooth. First, he gives 10-year-old Brianna Fulwiley the usual cleaning.
That's just the sound of Mr. Bumpy. That's my electric toothbrush. Doing absolutely fantastic.
He soaps, rinses, and dries the tooth.
And then the last thing I'm going to do, going to go ahead and put on our special plastic coating. This is the sealant. Protects your tooth. And it's a liquid.
Sealed teeth are less than half as likely to develop infections and cavities.
Great. And then I'm going to take my special magic light and shine it on your tooth. And it makes this liquid very hard, and it sticks it onto your tooth.
The cost of sealing all of a child's molars is under $200, and that's around the same as filling just one cavity.
And that's the light that I'm shining on your tooth. Oh, I'm probably going to let it sit there for about 30 seconds, and that's as simple as that.
Kushner is also the dental director for Mecklenburg County. He says tooth decay is avoidable, and there's a shortage of public dentists and hygienists, so it's important to focus on prevention. So the county sends public hygienists to schools, where they screen children, recommend sealants, and educate parents.
Four public health hygienists screened essentially 20,000 children within about a six-month period of time. They also screened other children as well, but just in our public schools, 20,000 children. They're booking it.
That means 85% of the kindergartners and fifth graders in CMS have a public hygienist looking into their mouths. But last week, the Pew Center on the States gave North Carolina an F for its dental sealant efforts. Pew's Jane Koppelman says states shouldn't rely on parents to take their children to the dentist's office. They should bring the office to their school.
Dental hygienists go into the school, and it's a very simple process. They line the kids up, and they paint sealants onto their molars.
The state actually does this in 93 counties, but they're still going to less than Pew's lowest benchmark of 25% of high-need schools. The state also got docked for too much red tape for a child to get a sealant at school. North Carolina's chief dentist, Dr. Rebecca King, lays out the process.
Our public health dental hygienists will screen the children and look for ones that might benefit from sealants and then send information home to the parents to get permission. And then when the permission forms come back, one of our state dentists goes in and screens the children to see which ones need sealants. And then the hygienist can go back and do the sealants.
The staff at Pew argue that medical science shows it's better to cut out the dentist and the multiple visits, and that saves on cost and reaches more people. But Dr. Kushner says that's a medical disagreement, and it's one example of how Pew's grading scale misrepresents North Carolina's accomplishments.
I just can't believe our efforts have not met the goal, and I think they have. We just haven't captured them on paper. We've captured them in the children's mouths, but not on paper.
For instance, the number of fifth graders in North Carolina with dental sealants, arguably the most important number, is 44%. That ranks 20th compared to reported data from other states. So Kushner says there's room for improvement, but the report is misleading.
We're not getting an F. We're doing well in some areas. We could be doing better in others.
The state's chief dentist, Dr. King, is part of a task force to improve the state's sealant program. She expects to have recommendations within the next 6 months to take another bite at the issue. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.